It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies. Welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you?
Population Possein.
Brian Possein, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you, to get a little Possein in the membrane. I love it, and you're somebody who we've known in the comedy world for a very long time and been fans of for a very long time.
And in real world, outside
and in
real world.
In life outside of it.
Yeah. Season 9 of Real World, too.
See, I thought we were all in the real world. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Real World Tulsa.
I was the Mez. Oh, wait, no.
Our sons are the same age. We've hung out at a pumpkin patch before.
We sure have.
But I do think you are uniquely armed to be able to do well on this podcast, which it is. And we talked about this right before we clicked on the mics. The world is getting dumber.
Oh, yeah.
It is just, we are.
You said we're heading towards Idiocracy.
Heading towards? Right in the fucking middle, I would say.
We're in act two.
So, the beauty is that our awesome, awesome townies from all over the place send us these great stories, and then we get into them. And I know Daniel Van Kirk, who, oh my God, Dan's here. What's Dan doing?
Wasn't that a fun tweet?
Yeah, someone tweeted us, they're like, I love how surprised the Sklars always are that when they introduce Dan, like, oh my, wait, Dan, you're here too?
They were like,
the person who drives this show. Podcast?
It was so funny. I called that guy a P1 listener. For anybody who doesn't know, that's preset one on the radio on your car radio.
P1 listener. Well, thank you for that. Daniel, you get great stories sent to you. I want to jump into one right away. We're not even 2 minutes in and I want to jump in.
Let's do it. This was sent in by Kim Fritz at Kimberly Fritz.
Kim Fritz and her mom are two of the best comedy fans ever.
They come from Pittsburgh. They'll go like, do you have fans like that, Ryan, that come and just, they're like, I drove 7 hours to see you in
one
here.
Dude. No.
It's really great. One guy in a Slayer shirt.
Oh, for sure. The same shirt every time I've seen him.
Has not been washed once.
Yeah. But will you sign it again?
You want me to sign over where I signed it?
Sign over where you signed it. Kim Fritz is awesome. We love
her. She's amazing. I love that she sent this in.
All right, here we go. An archer man, Alachua?
I'm not sure.
A-L-A-C-H-U-A.
At first, I thought you were saying an archer man, like someone who just goes with a bow and arrow.
Dumb People Town, that is highly possible probable.
People walking around with bows and arrows trying to kill
An archer herself. Man, deputies say, swiped Slim Jim snacks from a convenience store, was charged with petty theft, criminal mischief, and aggravated assault record show. Before we get into this, let's just see how you guys are feeling today. What is the dollar value of the amount of Slim Jims that he stole from a convenience store?
So we start with a game.
Let me ask you, but when was the last time you had a Slim Jim?
Oh, probably last week.
Oh, really?
I like beef jerky products.
So do I.
I'm a road comic, too. I'm on the road, man. I'm eating like shit.
You're like, there's protein in this, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the fancier one that...
The fancier brand that said
the airport all the time.
Jack Links.
I've had those.
I don't think
I've had a Slim Jim since like the Monday Nitro WCW.
It might be
days.
A little while for an actual Slim Jim.
Slim Jims have like a bizarre like coating. greasy coating on it.
Well, see, that's the thing, that Jack's jerky looks like they had a hunk of meat and they cut it up.
Right.
But the cylindrical fact of the that it makes me feel a little too.
You put your hands
right.
just on a Slim Jim and then accidentally put them on your jeans. You'll never get that off, no matter how much OxyClean you put
in
on
there. That tight package, it feels like they grease it up to put it in the package,
so that you can squeeze it to pop it out.
When you buy Slim Jim, do you think they ask you what kind of Mountain Dew you wanted?
Yeah, exactly.
you didn't get your Mountain Dew yet.
You know you get a code red with that, and you're like, wait, I get a code red free. No, you're just supposed to go get a code red and have one of those. That's hilarious. All right, so we're going to try and guess how much money, what was the monetary value on the steal? Do you want to go first, second, or third in this lineup?
Wherever you want.
You can pick. You're the guest.
You're the guest, dude.
I'll go first.
Okay. How much money do you think he swiped?
$600.
$600 for the Slim Jims? There's no way. Did he swipe some stock in Slim Jim as well?
He actually stole the Macho Man Randy Savage.
He stole Randy Savage's bones.
The whole rack.
What do you say, Rand?
I think he stole probably about $200
worth.
$78.
$78.
But here's the thing. Like, if you ever see a display of Slim Jim, there's always like 800 of them in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
there's
what I'm
so
thinking.
Many in the there. So what do you say? You said 200, you said 600, and I say 78.
Jason says 78.
Okay.
Logan Tyndale. That's his name.
Logan Tyndale sounds like his Tinder name.
Yeah, it does.
What's up, Tyndale?
Logan Tyndale also sounds like a character on any CW show
right now.
Yeah, all of them.
One Tree Hill.
Logan Tyndale of Southwest 89th Avenue in Archer. Add that to the DPT walking tour.
Yep.
Went to the Chevron station at 12210 Southwest Archer Road Monday. I'm guessing walked.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like he walked.
He walked. Anybody who's walking up to a gas station. That's the moment where we're like, if they're not coming from a car and they're just emerging from the street, there'll be trouble.
Brian, I am so happy that you were in Dumb People Town with us because he walked into the Chevron and took the entire Slim Jim display.
Logan's my man.
Logan knows.
Contained about 40 Slim Jim for a total value of $48.
So you were right and Jason was right.
So they're literally
the disparity.
40 for $48. So what's that, like $1.02?
$1.02 per Slim Jim.
Somewhere. That's close to the math, right?
It's like something to me. I feel like that's still you're charging too much.
$25, maybe that's how that works out.
I don't know. That's amazing. That's insane.
In doing so, he also broke the $150 display. So if you're keeping track at home, the display worth way more than the Slim Jim.
I think I was right because if he took the whole thing, $198 and I had $200.
Here's what I love. At no point until it's too late, and we'll get there, do they decide we should involve the cops, which makes Dumb People Town what it is.
Is like the people at the gas station are part of the dumb people as well.
And here they are. Okay. The next day, someone from the store... gas station spoke to one of
it's not a store
wait next day
they let it happen
what went down that night, like the manager's like, you're being held responsible.
I'll see
Logan down at the creek.
All right, well, if you do, could you tell him next time he comes in,
you
here,
motherfucker,
man.
Logan, you did it again.
Let me handle this. We do it in our tribe.
You didn't think he was also like, you tell Logan too, I'm gonna throw away his application. The next day,
I won't throw it away. I'll move it to the bottom of the pile.
We already had a logo, so name tag's printed, but still, I'm not.
He's in the pile, but he went down to be considered.
The next day, someone from the store spoke to one of Tyndale's friends and convinced. And you know he goes by LT. Uh-huh. And convinced him to return to the store. Hey, man.
Just get Logan back here.
Yeah. Kyle,
get him here.
Kyle, just have Logan come back.
Doug's going to lose his job, motherfucker.
That is the conversation that Kyle had with Logan.
Okay, so now what's becoming
apparent. That's our spot, motherfucker.
What's becoming apparent is that all these guys know each other.
Yes.
So this is totally like, I can't rat out my friends because if I do call the cops, then that's what it is.
So the next day, they sleep on this broken Slim Jim and all the Slim Jims stolen.
Gone.
For a day. They sleep it off.
Which,
the
by the way,
day,
do you know Jay and I both worked at gas stations
in high school?
We covered this, but like...
I did that too.
You worked at a gas station as well? Yeah. Full service gas station?
Yeah, I got ripped off one day.
Really?
I went and used the bathroom and then somebody came and took my whole till and I had to call the sheriff, and the sheriff already hated me because he'd caught me for drinking before and stuff. But he saw how bummed I was and how real it was.
Right.
That he totally went... it wasn't a dick about it. Like, he came in and he's like, oh man, you. And I'm like, oh God, you.
Oh God, you.
You're like these guys, you motherfucker.
And then I told him, but he saw how upset, you know, and I think I even had my own money taken. Like, I had my wallet there, yeah, something dumb. And man. Yeah.
By the way, so thank God you weren't there when it.
Right.
You know what I mean? At least you were like.
Did they get the guy or girl?
Nah, I don't think anybody ever got caught. No, no.
You know, what's crazy about the gas station and what we learned by working there for a summer, we worked at each, like, we couldn't even work at the same gas station because they said, like, if I caught Jason stealing gas, I wouldn't report it, i.e. that blood is thicker than gas.
Right.
And so I was like, so we are different ones. But the thing is, and I know you know this, the same people come around your gas station. So, like, regulars start to come.
Yeah, for sure.
So they might not be friends, but, like, they definitely, like, Logan is a regular.
People have their gas stations.
I told you when we worked at the gas station, all I did was Sprite. They're so dumb. Sprite had an under the cap, like, win the under the cap prizes game, which was a free drink, which oftentimes was a free Sprite. So I would just look. I'd spend hours at the gas station looking under the Sprite to see if there was a winning.
You
want a free Sprite, and I'd just crack it open.
Do you guys also know everyone's cigarettes as they were walking?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Benson and Hedges Menthol Ultralight. Here she comes. That's I had a woman who was a nurse who just always wanted, like, Eve 120s.
Eve 120s. Can you still buy cartons of cigarettes, or it's just so expensive nobody does it anymore?
So expensive.
If you're rich, the 1%.
The 1% of getting them cartons?
No, but, like, you got to be so good, like, at the end of the summer where I knew people would come in and buy, like, a Marlboro Red Pack, and I knew if it was going to be a box or a soft pack. That's really? How good. That's when you're in the zone. Like, here comes someone Marlboro Red, you're a box, right? Yep. Get it out the top and do it.
So these guys, you're right, they probably all know each other. The dude sleeps on this for a day, or a woman. They don't really say, they just say victim. Sleeps on it for a day. Then the next day, LT's friend comes in. Hey, LT really fucked me over here.
Right.
They convinced him, spoke to one of Tyndale's friends and convinced him, Logan, to return to the store. So now Logan goes back
to the scene of
the
crime.
Gas station.
Yeah, dummy.
The victim told Logan if he would return the missing product and the display, he wouldn't call law enforcement.
We'll just keep this between us.
Right. They're trying to settle this, like, Amish style, where we don't involve anybody outside the gas station life.
Yeah. But literally giving him every chance to redeem himself.
Right. Mm. Instead, you know there's an instead.
Of course. It's Tyndale. You know he's not going to fly straight.
Yep.
Fucking Logan.
Instead, Logan waved a silver folding knife at the victim and then later threw his wristwatch at the victim. So he took his watch off.
Threw
it at somebody.
Waved a knife. And then that, like, a knife to me, if you take off your watch and throw it at someone, is going down from a knife.
Right.
Like, he didn't bump it up a notch. Right. He actually took the...
No, you gave away one of your belongings.
He walked in and was like... Kyle said you wanted to see me.
Well, I just imagine him snapping into a Slim Jim.
Oh, he comes just in eating one. Hey, man, I told you to return it all.
Hang on a second.
That was yesterday,
dude.
I take my watch off to wrestle my son on the bed because I don't want to scratch him, but I don't know who does that in a fight. Like, I've never seen...
Like, excuse me a second.
Hang on a second.
You want to take this outside? Let me take my watch off first.
I hope that...
Do you know what time it is? Time for me to take out my watch and throw then it kick
it
your ass.
And then it's time for me to kick your ass.
I'm just going to say...
And I'm asking you what time it is. I just threw my watch.
Linda runs the gas station. So he comes in and Kyle said you want to see me? Yeah. If you return all the shit, we're not going to
We won't do anything,
cops.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Linda. Look at this knife. What do you do with that? I'm going to throw my watch at you. What do you do with that knife? Throw my watch at you.
Great. You didn't do anything.
It is a guy. Never mind. The victim and his brother chased Tyndale away and then called law enforcement.
So they wanted to give him chances. You cross the line. As soon as you're throwing, like,
wristwatches, that crossed the line for
them. Also, don't you think the cops are like, whoa, when did this all start? This guy just came in. No, this goes back a day.
We tried to handle it with it. We tried to do it on our own and not call you.
Plus, and chasing away.
Yeah, chasing away a guy with a knife.
Scoot, get out of here.
Yeah, like he's
you
a cat.
Go now.
Yeah, like with a broom. Like they're trying to get a cat.
Don't be late for work tomorrow. Logan, I guess the cops caught him. This is not a great written article. Logan told the deputy he threw his watch at the victim, but wasn't sure if it even hit him.
Yeah.
Well, then, it's like one of those guys who bowls and then just turns around and doesn't see how it got. Like, I always thought those people were like, so cool. I'm like, this guy didn't care.
But is he trying to, in that moment, like avoid battery with a weapon or whatever that is?
Yes.
Like,
I don't know if it hit him. But also, two things about the watch. I'm guessing it didn't work and he did not pay for it.
Both things.
I mean, listen, does a swatch hurt when it when you get it thrown at you?
It bounces off because the rubber guard.
Yeah, there
the rubber
you
guard.
Go.
Swatch guard.
So he told the deputy.
He yelled at the guy, and you can have your watch back.
Wait, this was my watch?
Yeah, the whole time.
That's unbelievable. He stole everything, too.
I like that guy's watch. He said he wasn't sure if the watch even hit him. He also denied threatening the victim with a knife and said he only uses the knife to stop and start his ATV. If that is not the most dumb people town thing. Yeah, I had a knife on me, but dude, that's my car starter. Your ATV starter.
I need to stick it in and turn it. To take a knife and stick it in an ATV.
What'd you say, Brian?
My fob or what?
Yeah, it's my fob.
Right, but that is like something that someone who works at a coffee shop in Silver Lake has never said in
ever.
His life.
No, never. I had a friend that
never.
I had a friend that could start their GMC Jimmy with anything, a screwdriver, a knife, a spoon, like an
object. Because really you're just turning it over,
right? Yeah, it was so stripped. The locking mechanism was so stripped. You just put anything in there and turn it
to the side.
Yeah,
good to show that to the public.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But that is, so this is a guy who uses a knife to open up his ATM.
Right.
That's all he uses
ATM. That's all he uses.
ATM. The only reason he even carries it.
I don't even want a knife on me, but I got to get around on my ATV. My life suspended.
Yeah.
He also said, yes, he took the Slim Jim display, but only as a joke.
Yeah.
That's a defense for any dumb person, right? It was a joke, bro. Look,
I backed over his foot and it was a joke.
It was a joke.
By the way, this sort of re-engineering of history and re-sort of assigning this is everything that is happening on the highest level in our country.
Oh, yeah, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Yeah, it's just joking. Can't you tell when I'm joking?
Right.
Do follow what I do, not what I say. What I tweet. And it's like the person who lies, I guess you don't have a sense of humor. You don't read jokes anymore. We can't joke in this country? I'm sorry. You know what? You're right. Arrest me for having a sense of humor.
I'm sorry I hit you. It was a joke.
Yeah. Boo.
So then the victim turned over security footage that he gave to the deputies in a sworn statement, which I imagine Logan be like, shit.
Let's see how that joke played out.
Logan Tyndale was in county jail Wednesday morning. Bond hadn't been set when they wrote this article, but I'm going to ask you guys, how old is Logan Tyndale? Now, Brian, once again, you can go first, Tig, or third. Tig is what we call second, because she was the first person to
choose second. Now, he starts his ATV with a knife, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Loves Slim Jim.
Yes.
Had a watch, but didn't care about it. Is of the age where he doesn't need his watch.
Sent a friend, or somehow a friend relayed to him, hey, go back in, and then had the balls to walk back into the store.
He's 38.
38 years old for Logan Tyndale. Randy or Jay?
I think he's 23.
23.
I just don't think he knows. Sklar. I think he just
knows. I think he's 19. I think he's even younger than 23.
19 years old.
That's a wide array that we just threw.
I know. Logan Tyndale. And he has the brow of a person who will throw a watch at you, because I'm going to spin this around and show it, is 18 years old.
I knew it.
Logan is sort of a 20-year-old name, or it's a younger, the Logan Paul generation.
Do you think they gave him like a county jail shirt in his mugshot because he didn't have a shirt on when they got him?
He definitely was not wearing a shirt. This is a guy who
clearly.
Yeah.
Usually your mugshot, look at his brow. Isn't that just an angry kid?
He only wears a shirt in the winter.
That is the type of guy who's he's wearing a shirt, it's like, God, it feels like it's strangling. That is the eighth child to a single mom. Like that. I'm saying that. And I mean that in that she didn't know where.
She did the best she could do.
She did so great. She did as great as she could with six or seven of them.
Oh, yeah. My mom did three. There was a lot of stuff that fell through the cracks. We just had this conversation. I was like, Mom, I almost did none of my work. She's like, I wanted you to do your schoolwork. I go, I know you did. You were also working every night. You couldn't. It'd be impossible for you to know.
There's no way to drive it home. I feel what I'm saying is whoever
took this
kid needs some attention.
Yes, that's all this kid wants.
Well, he's going to get some now.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get some
now. The county jail. All right, there you go. First story down in the books. Logan Tyndale goes down into...
the Bobby Tisdale.
The fact that they wanted to handle it themselves and said, we won't call the cops. And he responded with throwing a watch and using his keys as
what
a threatening weapon.
What is that,
weapon.
Neighborhood justice? What do we even call
it? I know.
That's very tribal.
You know when they call the cops, they're like, first of all, officer, let me tell you, we tried to handle
we
it,
try to
which
do
is
it.
What you never want to hear.
Don't
as a
ever
cop.
Tell a cop
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Look, and they also know the cop by name, Dave. We got
yeah,
Logan.
Yeah, yes.
Hey, don't be Logan. Pulling that shit you pulled in high school, Dave. Just listen to what
just
I'm
listen,
saying.
Listen, Dave.
18, yeah, by the way, old enough to vote. I just want
to
say that.
Old enough to vote. Yeah. All right, that's one story. Let's take a break. When we come back, more with Brian Posehn on Dumb People Town right after this.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We have Brian Posehn here.
One of our favorite stand-ups.
Yes, if you're in San Francisco in March, he's going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club. You can check all of his dates out on brianposehn.com.
Tell him how to spell your last name because it is somewhat tricky.
It's so hard.
Or look at your iPhone right now.
P-O-S-E-H-N.
P-O-S-E-H-N. BrianPosehn.com.
It's all German and weird and shit with that H.
But check him out. If you get a chance to see him live in your town, you will love.
It's a great, great show.
I'm okay.
Yeah, but it's more than okay.
I disagree. You will have a good time.
And Nerd Poker, which is his podcast, which is wonderful. And he does
it's
it.
It's been going for, what, 5-6 years?
We took a little break.
Okay.
We used to do it in a studio, and then we decided, or I decided, to take a break, and I wanted to do it because it's just us playing Dungeons and Dragons, and the real way to play that is at your dining room table with your kid in the other room.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what we do. You know,
is he interested at all?
He is.
So are you like
we're slowly
bringing him into
indoctrinating? Yeah, he's aware that we. I mean, we play to we play an R-rated show. So, but me and Dan Telfer have been talking about my DM, the Dungeon Master on the show. We've been talking about doing a kid's version of our show where we have his daughters play because his daughters are interested and around
that's
the same
great.
Age as my kids. So
there's that moment. It's not a sports dad, but you're a D&D dad, and you have to like walk that line. Like, I'm excited that you're into this, but I don't want to push you too hard that you don't get into it anymore.
No. Yeah, because when he was real young, I pushed my music on him.
Yes.
And then when he was like 5 or 6, he rebelled, like, which was so early. But he's like, I don't want to listen to heavy metal. I want to listen to John Williams. And, and I was like, John Williams is awesome also.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
This is also because of me.
That's right. I gave you that,
the only
too.
Reason he was aware of that.
I'm not mad at you. That's just another side of daddy.
And we don't have to listen to heavy metal all the time, but now he's back. Like, the other day, he's like, Rush is my favorite band. And I'm like, right on.
Okay,
and,
I've been following you on Instagram. I've been looking at your Instagrams. Yeah. I love that you got from your wife a tape player, right?
Uh-huh.
A cassette, like,
Well, that's what I asked for Christmas.
Hell
was
a
boombox.
Okay, and you are going back and buying all the old tapes that you had when you were a kid.
Yeah, the whole thing was to find the exact, well, not the exact ones, but to buy
to buy those tapes.
Yeah, but also like I'm collecting them almost. Like I'm trying to find the nicest copies I can find, which isn't always easy. I mean, every once in a while you can find. A Super Saver that sat on a Kmart shelf forever, and so it's still in the
packaging,
still in the wrapper.
Oh,
I got a couple of those.
It's a gem.
I got rat out of the cellar like that.
Out of the cellar, Milton Berle in the video.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I bought the first rat. I bought the rat EP. I got Dio, Holy Diver.
Holy Diver.
Rush, Moving Pictures, and Signals I both had on cassette because I had a bunch of other stuff on vinyl back then.
Moving Pictures, Signals, and Grace Under Pressure.
So,
those
but you think
for
about
us.
Moving Pictures, okay? I'm going to say this as the song Limelight, all right? Which is all about fame.
Our lives.
Essentially a little bit about our lives because there are people who know you, and he's all about how uncomfortable he feels when he's talking.
Well, it's actually Neil Peart.
Yeah,
he hates it. What do you think of the Rush Netflix documentary?
I like that one was great. Yeah.
Pretty unbelievable. The idea, to me, my favorite part about that, Dan, did you see that? I'm going to recommend it to all of our listeners and whatnot. It is fascinating. Even if you're not like a Rush fan, it is amazing. Just the simplicity and the good fortune they had that the guy who was programming WMMS, which was the home of the Buzzard, Cleveland rock station, was gone for like a week vacation and some open-minded woman
they call down, are like, will you play this record? Will you play this record? And she's like, yeah, it sounds pretty good. And she just made the correct decision. Mm-hmm. No
and
ego.
And everyone's like, what's this new Zeppelin song or whatever?
Working Man. And they're like, and suddenly that's all people wanted to hear. It just took one person to be there. And then the door was kicked open for Rush in America, which I just think is
strange. And I will say this, my kids are super obsessed with Welcome to the Jungle, that song by great. Guns N' Roses, by GNR. And it pumps up my car like crazy. They love it so much, and I crave, they're like louder, and I'm like, yes!
Do you
it
ask feels them so if they know where they are?
I say, do you know where you are? And they love when I can imitate his voice. They think awesome. That's hilarious.
It's super fun.
I love that. Anyway, great thing, and tapes, the quality of the sound, you're okay with it? It's
You know, it's a different thing, because I collect vinyl, too, you know, I still have my CDs. I still like having practical, you know, things in my hand, the physical copy.
Rather than streaming at all, right?
Yeah, well, I stream, too. Like, I'll buy things, because I stay up on new metal, too, so... Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite new metal band outright?
There's a ton that... Visigoth.
Yeah.
I like. They did the theme song for Nerd Poker, too.
Nice. Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's awesome.
But, yeah.
How there's good is Brandon Small's band? He's amazing.
Well, yeah.
The Metalocalypse stuff is ridiculous. Band.
Galacticon is one of the best records, metal records of the last year, the one he did. And it's crazy that he's...
He's a comedy guy.
But he sold more records than most death metal bands.
It's like unbelievable.
He told me at concerts, they just put up on the big screen the characters,
and then
they're down underneath just playing, and they're like, everyone in the audience, they can look out in the crowd and see them all looking up at the characters, and like, if you looked at us, we're like 40-year-old dudes just down below, and everybody's here for the cartoon.
Yeah,
it's awesome, genius. Amazing. Phenomenal.
All right, shall we get into another story?
Yes, let's do it. This was sent in by Maggie Griggs at Maggie Griggs, M-A-G-G-I-E. GR. Thanks, Maggie Greg. She's part of one of our loyal citizens at Dumb People Town. I want to say really quick, too, guys, because some people still asked us, there's links on the Twitter page as well as the Facebook page where you get all of your merch. All of that stuff is there.
We're to fluffycrate.com and you can just.
And we're going to have a couple new designs come up. We've talked about doing a deal where we ask everybody what would be your favorite shirt inspired by a story. Mm-hmm. I believe there'll be a Jan Flato one. Brian is one of the best characters ever to come out of this show.
So imagine if Logan Tyndale just started commenting on our Facebook page.
Where we put all the stories.
So we had a guy who is like now part of our community, and it's unbelievable.
And the story was about him.
The story was about a guy, and he is now part of the Facebook.
Last night he posted a thing saying how... We're coming up, I think, January 31st is we're recording it right before then. That's the anniversary of him losing all of his money to that Russian thief.
Yes.
Brian, I'll fill you in off air.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it's coming up. His mom just fell and had a fall. And I said, we're all thinking about her, Jan. So Jan's part of the community.
Jan's part of the community.
Yeah, dude. Awesome. Welcome.
We're about to meet another member, though.
Okay.
Winterhaven.
All right.
Is that his name?
No, that would be awesome.
I'm just kidding. Is this like the one town in Game of Thrones that like doesn't, don't have
Winterfell.
Winterhaven.
Yeah. Deputies in Polk County say they arrested 30 people for driving drunk last month.
I thought it was like in one night.
I know, that's I did too. When I was reading it,
you never know. That story ever.
In Dumb People Town, you never know how the sentence is going to end.
Right, right.
It takes a turn.
Okay, so closed at a bar, and they were all going to this dude's house. We're all going to Crane's.
Everybody put on Caravan while we drive there. Hey, come in, Rubber Ducky.
Brian, you've performed at the Helium in Buffalo, have you not?
Yes. That?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the bars in Buffalo stay open till 4.
Yeah.
There is no Uber in Buffalo.
Well, there's that bar right next door, which is great.
It's a great bar.
Hammered like right.
Oh my God. Yeah. So many good bars in that area. But Uber tried to make it in Buffalo and it failed because people would rather drive drunk.
Fuck it, I'll drive drunk. And I feel like there's a point.
When did that happen? Because I used Uber there.
Oh, like, good. It came back.
It was gone. Like 3 years ago, it was gone. It couldn't survive there. And we used to say
Uber got killed by a drunk driver. that I felt like everyone in Buffalo at 3 a.m. is driving drunk, so they're all like swerving at the same time, and it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's like fishing in a hatchery. The cops are like, which one do you want to get?
Plus on the ice, it's kind of better to be hammered if you're driving on the ice, right? If you're driving in the snow, you should be a little drunk.
You'll be too tense.
Not drunk, but a little buzzed. Get a nice buzz.
There's got to be a reason you're making that bad decision.
Yeah. Put a little whiskey in with your coffee. And
one of those arrests made of Bailey's. The 30 was probably the easiest one the cops will ever make.
Okay, here we go.
It was New Year's Eve when a man called 911 to report a drunk driver himself. I'm drunk. I don't know where I'm at, the caller told the 911 dispatcher. I'm just drunk driving all night. The Polk County Sheriff's Office released a recording of the call Friday. The man said on the phone, his name was Michael Lester of Winter Haven, and he was looking for police, but had a little trouble with his location when the dispatcher asked. He said, I don't know. I'm too drunk. We're going
to
play 41.
Too drunk to operate a phone that has GPS.
I'm going
to
show you a picture of this guy before we play a little recording of him calling in. I'm not trying to make people's, like, help them for what they're searching for out there, but this is Logan's dad.
This is a guy who wears his sunglasses on the top of his head.
This is a guy who wears NBA jerseys over white T-shirts.
And is that a selfie?
Looks like his arms extended. 100% a selfie.
But he's trying to hide it a little bit,
backyard,
right?
Backyard selfie.
Backyard
selfie. You know what else? You guys can pick on this. He's doing the classy thing where he's looking at the phone rather than the lens.
Yeah, for sure.
He wants to see
the
photo.
Where's my face?
This is going on a job application. I better turn my hat around backwards so people don't think I'm disrespectful.
By the way, you can see that photo at the Dumb People Town Facebook page.
You can.
Join the page. Love it.
Okay, here we go. Ready to hear some of this?
I'm so ready.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
All over Winter Haven.
That's his address.
What's the address of your emergency right now? Hello?
I don't know.
I just gave up.
Okay, what is it you're trying to report, sir?
I was just drunk driving.
You're drunk driving right now?
Yeah, all night.
I was just...
Okay, well, can you
pull... I'm actually right in front of the police apartment right now.
He's
okay,
there!
Can you pull over somewhere so an officer...
But they won't.
These birds,
I don't know, I'm too drunk.
Okay, well, you need to pull over.
I don't know.
Can you pull over for me?
I don't know.
Can you pull over for me so we can get an officer to make contact with you? I'm showing that you're near 142nd Street Northwest. Can you look around and see for a sign? What color is your...
Yeah, that's right past the... Police department, but no one's there, so.
It goes on.
Wait,
for two more minutes.
This dude is unbelievable. I love that he's like, I don't know, man.
Right.
Like he's resigned to the fact, like, this is just how life is,
he's
man.
He's doing the right thing.
He is doing that's the other thing.
Sort of. He's halfway.
He's not stopping driving.
Right.
He's still
that's
driving.
That's a great motto for Dumb People Town. Doing the right thing, sort of.
Dumb People Town.
Because he is right, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this.
Well, but the thing is, so all he's doing basically is providing an opportunity for us to maybe hear him run into somebody.
Right.
That's what he's doing by being on the phone.
In the recording, the dispatcher continues to ask him, like I said, guys, that goes on for over two more minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the patience of her. Mm-hmm. She's a pro doing her job.
I just can tell how much she hates white people. That thing, and with good reason.
In the recording, the dispatcher continues to ask him to pull over and tries to get more information on him. The caller tells her he's driving on the wrong side of the road in his red F-150 Ford, somewhere near a Publix.
Who would have called that?
Somewhere near a Publix, which is anywhere in Florida.
Ask me to guess what car vehicle he was driving.
Somewhere near a Publix.
I might have even said red.
Somewhere near a Publix, it literally is everywhere.
Everywhere in Florida. Yes. You've just described the entire state of Florida. And everything in Florida is somewhere near a Publix.
He continues to wonder to the dispatcher where the police are.
Yeah.
Where are the police?
I pulled up, and I guess they're not there.
I'm not going to make it that easy, yeah. Quote, then he says to her out of nowhere, quote, I think I'm going to go get some to eat. They can catch up with me. Like a friend leaving the bar while everybody
just
else is still
later.
Like,
you guys want anything? To ask them if they want anything.
I don't know.
Eventually.
I want to be at Steak and Shake.
I don't know.
They know where to find them.
Which one, sir?
You know which one.
I don't know.
It's the one with the steak.
Respect it. Eventually, he becomes more belligerent, refusing to give his name and objecting to the dispatcher's repeated pleas to pull over. He says to her, you don't need to tell me what to do, and then hangs up. You called us.
So is he getting drunker as he's on the phone?
I don't know.
You don't need to tell me what to do. Don't
please
lecture
tell
me.
Please tell me what to do right now because I'm drunk and I don't know.
Although I'm calling you to be like, what should I do?
You do and you don't.
Do you think he got in a fight with someone he loves who said, yeah, why don't you just go out and get arrested? And then he got drunk and was like, I can get arrested if I want to get arrested.
I love it. You know he's parsing the freight. You don't need to tell me what to do. I want you to tell
me
what
to do. Right,
but
you don't need to.
You don't need to tell me.
That was actually the fifth time he'd said that day.
Yes.
He said it to his mom that morning.
Yep. Said it to his foreman.
His wife.
Yep. To the dog.
His ex-wife.
Yep.
To Logan Tindall's
girlfriend's kid.
The bartender.
The bartender's kid.
Can't leave.
Hey, man, why don't you not be so loud at the end of the bar? You need to tell me.
Said it to the guy in the urinal next to him. You don't need to tell me what to do. It's implied what we do in here. Yeah, but you don't need to tell me. I know. Oh,
sir, I'm on this side.
Yep. Right.
I'm on this side.
Okay, I'll see you then. You're not going to wash your hands. Why would you?
Literally talking to nobody. I'm over here.
I'm on the other side.
Yeah, he probably did say it to a door at one point. He didn't tell me what to do.
So he is...
Condescend me, bro. Yeah.
This guy's so dumb, he's not someone's stepfather. Exactly. He's just a boyfriend of someone's mom.
Deputies managed to track down the pickup truck. They say Lester admitted to having several beers. Mm-hmm. He also only slept 4 hours in the past 4 days. And that he had swallowed meth earlier.
Okay.
So he was very talkative when they caught up. Guys, let me. You don't need to tell me what to say.
Let me start telling you some things.
Sir, you should not
swallowed
be.
Swallowed meth.
I don't know if that's the.
That sounds like. I know. That's not what he meant to do.
It also sounds like a great band name.
Swallowed meth. Yeah. But that isn't how you do meth, right? You don't swallow.
I don't know.
Generally.
Maybe he was like, I'm my own drug mule. Where are you going? You don't have to tell me.
I don't know.
All over Winter Garden. That's
where
I'm going.
The police station.
They then, the cops, after they arrested them, put up a post on their Twitter or Facebook about all of this.
Yep.
This is where the cops also become members of Dumb People Town.
Okay.
Quote, DUI is not a laughing matter. They offered a somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
Meaning, guess what? Here comes a story that we think is really funny.
You're right. Yes. DUI is not a laughing matter. However,
there comes the comedy.
In this particular incident, don't you love when you meet someone after a show and you can feel the joke coming that they think you're going to love?
They think you're going to love.
Yes. And you're also like, we're 50-50 that this is going to be racist.
Yeah.
50-50 every time.
And have you ever walked away going, that is the best joke I've ever heard?
No.
Rare. It's rare.
So they go, DUI is not a laughing matter. However, in this particular incident, nobody was hurt, so we couldn't help but Loto. Does anyone want to take a guess what Loto means?
Is it like YOLO? Is it one of those types of like acronyms?
Yes.
Laugh out loud.
No.
Laugh out.
Laugh.
Loto.
Laugh out. Let other
T-shirt out. Laugh out.
T-shirt out. There it is. It's worse. Everything you guys have said is better.
Laugh
than what
out.
It is.
By the way, laugh out. T-shirt out sounds like a walk for dyslexia. Like laugh
leave
out.
Leave out the.
I'm close.
No, you're not. It's worse than you guys are being too good at this.
Love.
It is. Laugh our tasers off. And they literally wrote, we couldn't help but Loto, parentheses, that means laugh our tasers off, end parentheses.
I love that they're using an instrument that some police, not all, but some police use to brutalize people and sometimes racially.
It's part of their bit.
That is like, we laughed our tasers off.
I know.
And they let us in on like a thing that they say.
Yes. That's in language.
We're all friends now, so.
Right. Exactly.
Right. If you're on the cops' Facebook page, at all.
Yeah, that's true.
like think about how little time you have to like jump on social media, but you're like, see what the police are up to.
Your wife is like, Brian, can you please get in here and help out? One more minute, honey. I'm just
on the police Facebook page.
I'm on the Glendale police.
I'm laughing my tasers off.
The Sheboygan scanner on Twitter is great.
I'm sure.
I thought you meant if you literally are highlighted as one of the people on the cops' Facebook page, it's never, like, unless you're in a fun run or giving them a check.
Oh, it's not good. No, you don't want to be
right,
a cop.
But you're not even trolling the page. No one's checking it out.
That's true. I always said, if your last name is one of the segments in the running line at the bottom of ESPN, it has not gone well.
Oh, no, it is
like,
not
when
good.
It just says you're Tiger, you're like, oh,
no, no,
shit.
No, no, no. If your name comes up on the crawl on ESPN, and it doesn't give like your stats right after it.
You know, allegations were leveled at you.
Yes. Something horrible happened.
The PC, Polk County Sheriff's Office, PCSO, post added, at least Michael wasn't involved in a crash and lived to see another day. Which is what I also feel like he probably says to himself every morning.
By the way, I would do the first half of that.
At least.
And I would not include the rest of it in the at least.
Yeah, like, so keep at it.
I would be like, at least he wasn't involved in a crash.
Period.
Here's the bad news. He gets to live to see another.
Bad news for definitely some people. I also wish we could hear the dumb people townies that were screaming laughter tasers off. You know there's at least 20 out there in their cubicle or on their way home or doing something in their house that were like...
By the way, that may be a new t-shirt. Lodo.
Oh, my God.
Dumb people town Lodo.
Laughter tasers off.
Laughter tasers off. There we go!
Jeez.
Do we know what he's in jail or no?
Yeah, he's in jail.
Oh, he's got to be in jail.
Look, but as Brian said, he kind of did the right thing in calling the cops. Like, at least he let them know that he was out there doing something not right.
Yeah.
So
he just didn't stop doing the thing that's not right.
And then got belligerent with the woman who was like
trying to get her.
I'm right out here, man.
Yeah, where are you?
Quit talking
you know
to me.
Say like his heart was
I've
in the right
circled
place.
Circled your place 6 times.
And I'm not pulling it till somebody waves me over.
That's right.
You know, sir, when people say like his heart was in the right place, it doesn't work. His like
this
his
is self-hatred, a moment.
His self-hatred was in the, his like lack of worth is
I
in the right
I
want
to Google
place.
Swallow meth and see what that does to you. Like is does that make you just want to confess thing? Like,
yeah, well, I
want
to what? Maybe it's like a truth serum of sorts.
I want to see.
All right, there you go. All right, you check it out in the break. We'll take one more break. When we're coming up, last story, Dan, give us a little tease, a little taste.
Just a random act of dumbness.
I love it.
Yes. There's no explanation of why this happened, but there's fun details about it.
I love it. Random act of dumbness. Brian Posehn is with us. Dumb People Town, stay here. All right, guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town with the great Brian Posehn. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on the Instagrams, right? You're on the Instagrams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's where
mostly pictures of my dog.
And like, cassettes.
And your tapes.
And cassettes
and
that tapes. I purchased.
If you're a music person, you love
both those things.
And you're a great dog.
How do you remember all the ones you had? Or did you just... are you going,
things. I mean, I've been nerdy about a lot of things, but music is my.
I know that, but I mean, can you feel like you remember your whole catalog?
Yeah, I mean, I might not get all of it,
right?
But
if you had someone single, are you
so
trying
far
to find
I've
the single?
Started off, no,
okay.
Cause singles, I never did that.
Okay,
cause singles or single cassettes?
Yeah. I think I had the Ugly Kid cassette, Joe single of Cats in the Cradle.
Okay, so
that'll tell you a
this
lot
is what
about
I was
me
tell,
if you read
I was
into
telling
it.
My kids because my daughter is now. I have an older daughter who's older than your kids. So my oldest daughter is 12, and I said, "Okay, Days, when I was 14, me and Uncle Jason and I." We're painting houses. We painted a house somewhere between like 8th grade and 9th grade. We were with a guy who was like a 17-year-old senior, a guy we knew through like youth group and whatnot. And he had us and we were just like painting houses. And I was like, we were driving, we heard Fall on Me by REM. And I was like, we had Life's Rich Pageant on tape. And we listened to that summer so much. And
this
is one thing not the tape broke, that all the words got wore off both sides, so you didn't know. You didn't know what was side one or was side two. That's how much we listened to it.
I used to have to put like scotch tape over it so it would stay on.
That's right.
Yeah, because so you would rub them off.
You would
all
rub
the time,
it off.
So.
And we also had to do some splice jobs with tape of the actual tape that broke.
Oh right.
Because we had like remember that and some of that was really
it's
fun.
Be fun to collect those things again. All right. Daniel, we got one more story.
Yes, we do.
By the way, eating meth just makes you sick. That's all. I just read a little thing about it.
Fuck you up? Does it even get you
high? It doesn't. It just makes you very ill. And they
so you're
said,
saying he wasn't smart?
I'm saying this guy, in shocking fashion, did a dumb thing.
It just means that when you shit teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sent in by Kevin.OneWallCinema at OneWallCinema. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what
like
that
a
is.
Really cool movie theater.
Whatever
somewhere.
It is. Yeah, it's a one wall cinema right in the middle.
No, that's what he tells women to get him back to his house.
One wall cinema.
Want to see my one wall cinema?
I'd go hang with him then.
Yeah, I would.
Sandwich Police. That's the town. There is a Sandwich, Illinois, but that's not where we're at.
But what if there was a Sandwich Police? Like they were just
yeah, we have sandwich artists.
That's way too much mayo.
Too much mayo.
Or they just go to different sandwich places. They're over at Jimmy John's all the time.
Yeah.
Always doing.
Who's that over there? It's the Sandwich Police.
You know what made the Arch Deluxe at McDonald's such a big deal? Is they put mayo on the burger.
I'll eat a mayo burger. Wouldn't do you?
I don't know if you've
that
done
was
that.
On the old McDLT. Do you remember that thing? Are you too old?
That's
too
young.
That is a deep cut. Yeah.
We remember McDLT.
Go back to the time of the old Rush signals tape.
Yeah. Well, it was. It was a cool side. Keep the cool side cool.
Cool. The hot side hot.
Yeah.
The cool side
and so cool. You had the yeah. You had the bun with the lettuce and the tomato and then the mayo.
Right.
Yeah. And then the other side. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you put it together and make your sandwich.
That's right.
And people hated it because it's too much work.
Yeah.
Put your sandwich together. Like I'm already at McDonald's. To not have to fucking
to
put
do
my
all
burger
the work?
Together.
And McDonald's probably was like, we save 17 cents of labor time each hour.
Like they
made them millions.
Yeah. Of course I remember the McDLT.
Sandwich police are investigating a report that a man hurled a cup of clam chowder at a stranger's vehicle in South Sandwich. South Sandwich is where they don't fuck around down there.
Sandwich, where is it? Sandwich, where's
Sandwich, Illinois?
No, that's right. I don't know.
New England?
Oh, no, it is New England because it's Cape News. This is from Cape News.
Yeah, with the clam chowder, too.
Yeah. Clam chowder is a dead giveaway.
A lot of the stories
on
brand.
In Oakland.
Yeah, so this is authentic clam chowder.
You got chowder, motherfucker!
Don't you throw that chowder at me.
Oaktown represent.
Chowder.
It's Marshawn Lynch doing.
Chowder.
Chowder.
Last Sunday, November 5th, so this is from a little bit ago, a woman pulled her Jeep into the parking lot of a... I don't know how to say this. Cotuit Road business. They don't say what the business is.
Okay.
At 3:14 p.m.
So this is an afternoon incident.
Broad daylight.
She told police that as she was pulling in, a man who had been sitting stood up and threw his chowder at her vehicle.
Unprovoked. So this is this is not about her.
Nope.
It's a guy who had enough.
I'm telling you, I picked this story because it's short, and I have no clue why any of it happened. And
so
neither does anybody else.
Well,
we haven't even gotten all
the way. We can speculate, but like this is a guy who's...
What, he sat there and waited for someone to pull in so he could throw his clam chowder at them?
He said, I dare you to
park there.
That or if I see one more Jeep.
isn't that
a Ludacris song?
If I see one more Jeep,
I'm going to throw my chowder at you.
He must have also whispered to himself, don't need to tell me what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, he's talking to a lot of people that aren't there.
The woman got out of her car and said, why did you just do this? She asked the man.
I hope this is all in an article somewhere.
It is.
like their exchange does not need to be recorded at all, ever.
She said, why did you just do this? We don't even know each other. Which infers she thinks, if you knew me, I might have known why you did this.
All the time.
I can understand.
Stacy's always throwing soup.
Always.
I can understand a chowder throw between Stacey. Friends. I spend my life dodging chowder.
Right. Yeah. And I don't even know you, so why are you on this? Yeah.
So this is literally just about how well you know a person. This is a woman who gets on people's nerves.
I'm going to reread
it. We throw chowder at the people we love the
exactly.
most. It's just the straight up.
I'm going to reread hers. And then I'll go right into his so you can hear it all together. Why did you just do this? We don't even know each other. He says, damn right we don't know each other. This is the best $5 I've ever spent on chowder. If I wish townies could see Brian's face right now. I'm like, what?
Why? That is, by the way, the only response he could have given. But her saying, I don't even like the way she said, why did you just do this?
Right.
Because to me, I don't want to correct her, but it says, why did you do that? It just happened.
Right.
This makes you seem like
we're
it's
still
happening.
In the
we're
moment.
Still in it.
Right.
This whole thing.
Well, I would also say, why did you just do this conversation?
Right. Because we don't even know each other. Damn right we don't know each other. This is the best $5 I've ever spent on chowder.
Okay. Which, by the way, so me feels like
so
entirely. Okay, so chowder. $5 feels like entirely too much and too little for chowder.
Yeah, too little.
To me, it says to me that he spent $5 on other things that were better than what he just did.
I think you want the $12 chowder. Yeah, you don't want the $5 chowder.
I'm just throwing it. I'm good with the five.
Yeah.
What do you want, the $5 or the $12 chowder?
He's throwing for all the $5 chowders. The D-level chowders that he's had.
And also you could read it
this
as...
This is the best D-level chowder.
You could also read it as, this is the best $5 I've spent on chowder, which means he spent $5 where it didn't go this well, so he's like, what else could I do to make it feel like this was
or
worth it?
Or he spent $5 in other scenarios that have gone way better.
Or I'm going to say this. Remember in the wrestling documentary Beyond the Mat? I don't know if you saw it.
Yes, hell yeah.
Great movie. So Jake the Snake Roberts, like, his dissension into a sexual area that... First
first he's
started
like,
out with
first
one
I
girl.
Ran and started with one girl. Then I had to bring two girls home. Then I brought three girls home. Then I would just watch. I'd sit in the corner while they would do something. I wasn't even participating anymore.
Maybe that's this guy's relationship with food. It started off, he was like eating two or five chowders a day. Then he's like, I'm just going to put the chowder on the table and watch it for a while. Now he only enjoys like food by throwing it at someone.
I sent it around the country and had it send me postcards.
People took pictures of it.
People took pictures with my chowder.
I didn't enjoy that as much.
I knew that I had to get back to now my new food
fetish. I
didn't want to
eat it. I wanted to throw it.
That's $5. That's $5 I've ever spent on chowder.
Way better than eating it, watching it, sending it around the country.
Can't compete.
By the way, and just Brian saying sending around the country, I now think that's a thing. Oh, he was so confident about that I'm like, that's got to be a thing. People send their food around the country.
Now, whenever I hear somebody sitting on the ground in a parking lot, I imagine everything they do is on foot, right?
Sitting on the ground.
Right. He says to her, best $5 I ever spent on chowder. Then he got in his car and drove away.
Yeah. Wait, how did he have a car?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I pictured a man who does not have a car, but he must have parked, went and sat somewhere in the parking lot and
waited.
How
do you think he got the chowder? Because he didn't buy the chowder right there, right?
Right, yeah. But no, I could see a plastic bag walking. Where there isn't a sidewalk like in front of a mall.
Anyone, I had him in a car the whole time.
You had him in a car the whole time. Anyone who doesn't believe in evolution, this is literally the playing out of taking your feces and throwing it. You know what I mean? This is it. Only like with a more refined clams and potatoes
but
in a cream-based sauce.
You have
the fact that she was a stranger... Because I spent $5 on chowder and threw it at Chuck, because Chuck's a motherfucker.
Exactly.
You don't know Chuck. Right. Chuck's always in my
shit.
That's
what she said. We don't even know
Chuck. Chuck had that coming.
But this is even better. A strange woman.
Okay. So you have a son. I have a son. Like, sometimes he'll do something that I'm like, okay, that's... When you hear like someone say to someone, "What are you, 8 or what are you, 9?"
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like you're like, "Oh, that comes from that because your kid will take like a thing off a tree and throw it in the street as a car drives by. That's what a little boy does.
He kicked the dog off the bed the other night.
Right, like hard.
How are you even thinking?
Doing?
Like what?
What are you doing?
He loves the dog, and we're like, well, you could have really hurt the dog, you asshole.
What are you doing?
I just thought of it and I did it.
I just did it.
God and damn it.
So maybe that's this guy was like he's channeling an inner child.
He's like a little boy.
I'm now hearing him say it for the first time in his brain. Like, he's saying, I can't believe this is the best $5 I've ever spent in my entire life.
It's more of a declaration.
Like, I've never thrown a cup, kind of what, you know, building on what Brian said. Kind of like, I've thrown chowder at people I know, but I didn't realize this was going to be so fulfilling. I'm just going to get in my car and start driving.
Because it is probably, if that's what you were going for, the comedic gold of the look on her face when she has no clue why you threw chowder at her. It's almost like a jackass
it
sort of thing.
Better than throwing it at your mom or your friend.
We used to talk about this. We would be sitting in giant lecture halls at Michigan. I would sit in
this. No, in libraries.
The law library, huge. No, I'm talking about it. Sitting in a lecture hall next to my buddy Matt Capista, and he'd be drinking a little soda or water or something like that. He's like, if I just threw this right now at the professor, it would change everybody's life. Like, this would be the thing we would all talk about forever.
Why
did he do that? What does it mean?
We really have a hard time. Yeah. Humans have a very hard time with randomness. That's why we try to ascribe everything was for a reason.
God works in a mysterious way. I don't believe in God. This guy was going to just pick up a thing for the fuck
this
of it
is
and
a
throw
total,
it.
As you described, a random act of dumbness.
And it must have felt so liberating for him to be like, I'm going to throw this chowder. And then he just chucked it.
You know, because we report the news of dumb people. Town. I mean, that's what we're doing here. But if we had a newspaper, this would be like at 3:14 on Tuesday, you'd just be like, man threw chowder. Like, that would be the news blotter at dumb people town.
I don't think what he did was even that dumb. I think the dumbest part of the story was the woman going, you don't know me. that's to me.
The man got in his car and drove away. The woman managed to take down the man's license plate number, which she gave to police. Based on the license plate information, no shit, police learned the same man man was being sought in Mashpee and New Bedford in connection with road rage incidents.
Of course.
So maybe she cut him off and he like waited for her.
Yeah, but like how did he get there so fast?
Yeah, and ahead of her. Police said that they've identified the car that the man left in, but
I think he was being proactive.
<It's> like, she's the next time.
She's going to cut me off at some point.
You don't even know me. I do.
I do.
I know you. I know what you're all about.
This is for all the people you're going to cut off in the next one, for every Jeep that's ever slowed down in front
of
you.
Here's what I love to do. Dumb people town cops. Police.
Throw it forward. Throw it forward.
Police said they have identified the car that the man left in, but no one has been charged with anything at this point. The case remains under investigation.
Every day.
How hard would it be to put this to kiss? Is this the guy?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the guy.
So I'm in a police lineup. I don't know. Can I see him with like a spoon or some oyster crackers? That's him.
I'm not convinced. Put it in the cold cases file.
Leave it. If it's a pattern, we'll dig into it.
The chief's going to shoot it down.
That's right.
Put it in the cold
case. This case is cold. Bill and the chowder on her car.
I want Bill Curtis to be talking about this case.
The Clam Chowder Bandit.
He needed to. What? In the Clam Chowder Bandit.
That's very good.
That was
thank
good.
You. Yeah. You know, there's a new... Were you telling me about this?
Yeah.
This new thing.
They call it a machine. I don't know why you wouldn't call it a program. I don't really know, but you can put Nick Cage in every movie.
So if I wanted Nick Cage in Raiders of the Lost Ark, boom, I can do it.
You can see it.
Nick Cage saying the line,
I saw a cover,
"You're the man now, dog."
I saw a cover of Face Off, and both pictures were Nick Cage.
both were Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I would do that in a split second. It's interesting, and I'm so happy that we have it. Nick Cage, to explain this to us, because we sent it out there, sent the bat signal out to him, to explain how this whole thing works, and he left us a voicemail. Check it out.
You have one new voice message.
Hey, boys, what's going on? Nick Cage here. Look, I've got a business venture. I got a verbal Kickstarter I want to throw out to you guys. So I know your show is listened to by thousands of venture capitalists. So here's the deal. I make a lot of movies, and people are always asking me, Nick Cage, how can I see your movies? And I'm like, with your fucking eyes, dumb shit. And they're like, no, I need like a physical space where I can see it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you know what? But I probably should set up some sort of venue where people can see my movies. And by people, I mean the people of Croatia, because that's where most people who are currently watching my movies live. So I'm going to build a chain of movie theaters in Croatia. They're called Get in the Cage, because they're watching Nick Cage's movies, and we're also going to lock you inside. So it's going to be a literal cage where you're watching Cage. So it's just a real simple Kickstarter. I need $45 million to make this happen. I feel like this is probably no big deal for your listeners, all those VCs, those Silicon Valley jackasses who are listening to this bullshit. So, hit me up at some website, my Facebook, no, I don't know. You leave a message here for the Sklars, because, you know, you can make it happen, and get in the cage is what the commercial will probably say. Out.
Okay. Somehow I'm now more confused than I was before.
I hope he realizes he won't get money from movies that have been made.
This is just a thing to put him in there. That's
he's not
going to
buy more skulls.
I want to put Nick Cage now in Valley Girl.
Yeah! How different is that movie?
Play the same part.
Right. Yeah. I want to put shirt Nick off Cage at the beach.
Con Air as Malkovich's role.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Just start moving him on it. Start moving him on it. I love it. Hey guys, what a fantastic episode of Dumb People Town. Brian Posehn again. Check him out, BrianPosehn.com.
That was fun. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for doing it. Nerd Poker, check that out and follow him on Twitter and Instagram. He is fantastic. Follow Daniel Van Kirk.
At Daniel Van Kirk.
Go to the Facebook page, Dumb People Town. Hey, we only have about, I think, I want to say like 50 or 60 tickets left.
That's assuming.
This
might drop in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we also need to mention that our poop doc is in theaters or on video on demand. It's called Poop Talk. It is a ridiculous romp through pooping.
Yes. Why is this something that everybody does but people don't talk about?
If you want to support us, check this movie out for sure. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
It's a good show.